Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
We tend to think of dictators as creatures from the last century, before World War II put an end to their strutting authoritarian ways. But lately, I've started to wonder. That's because I just stumbled across a new book about the techniques those 20th century strongmen used to get and stay in power. The book, How to Be a Dictator, by Dutch-born historian Frank de Cotter, hits stores in December. It's a fascinating tale. The first modern dictator, Italy's Benito Mussolini, pretty much set the pattern for Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Romania's Ceausescu, Haiti's Duvalier, and all the rest. Mussolini's innovation was to focus on the theater of governing. He wasn't real big on ideology or even governing, but he made sure his image was everywhere. Posters, newsreels, even bars of soap. He dominated the news, ranted at huge rallies, gave away radios to make sure people heard him. To create the impression he never slept, he kept the lights on all night in his empty office. Hitler did that office trick, too. Also diverted much of Germany's wartime paper supply to printing photos of himself. Mao built huge factories across China to crank out his photos, posters, and copies of his little red book. He also politicized fashion with Mao suits, badges, and hats. More than Mussolini, Mao took ideology seriously, though he kept changing it to throw people off. Which brings us to another dictator tip. Be unpredictable. What was right yesterday becomes wrong today. Change policy positions overnight, betray foreign allies without warning, and punish anybody who supported the old way. Some more tips? Trust no one. Put family members in important jobs. Surround yourself with yes-men and fire all the experts. Use criminal prosecutions and lawsuits against your rivals. Dominate the news to crowd out anything embarrassing. Lie and exaggerate so often it becomes hard to find the truth. Play the perpetual victim. Stigmatize a minority group, then keep people angry at them. I'm not going to make any current comparisons. De Cotter, the author, is surprisingly optimistic about the ability of modern democracies to thwart potential dictators. But in Hungary, Poland, Austria, Italy, Britain, China, and, of course, the U.S., theatrical authoritarians are on the march. That optimism might soon be tested. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.